dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Candleland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
And we welcome you to another edition of High School Baseball here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we bring you our final regular season broadcast of 2022. And we find ourselves back here at Noble Park in Hiawatha on senior night as the Red Hawks play host to the Bears of Oskaloosa out of the Northeast Kansas League. Of course, Hiawatha in the Big Seven, so two different conferences here today, but the final regular season series for both of these teams. Hiawatha coming in 10 wins, 8 losses, 5-7 in Big 7 league play. Oskaloosa on the other side, 9 wins and 9 losses. They have played 500 ball in the Northeast Kansas League for a second consecutive season at 5 wins and 5 losses. Again, honoring the seniors here for the Red Hawks here today, and let's dive into the lineup cards for this first of two. We'll bring the first game here for you on KNZA 103.9 FM. So let's start with the road team, the Bears, out of Oskaloosa. They will go like this for game number one. Trevor Willits playing in center field. He will lead off, batting second, and playing first base is A.J. Kreutzer. Cord Perry is the pitcher, batting third. Justin Miller in the cleanup spot, playing in right field. Coy Perry is catching and batting fifth. Trenton Van Hooten is a freshman and playing shortstop, batting sixth. Batting seventh is Hunter Boyd, playing third base. Cannon Kramer is at second base, batting eighth. And then rounding out the lineup for Oskaloosa is Gunnar Rockhold, playing in left field and batting ninth. So again, for the Bears, it is Willits in center, Kreutzer at first, Cord Perry pitching, Miller in right, Coy Perry catching, Van Hooten at shorts, Boyd at third, Kramer at second, and Rockhold in left field. For Hiawatha, again, 10 wins and 8 losses, closing out the regular season here this afternoon. They'll go like this here on senior day. Josh Smith will lead things off. He's at second base. Carson Gilbert, the left fielder, batting second. Ashton Rocky is batting third and playing center field. Cleanup spot is Joel Bryan, playing shortstop today. Xavier Oldham is at third base, batting fifth. In the number six spot, Braden Griswold is playing first base. Bottom third of the order, Jake Rieger is in right field, batting seventh. Tyler Davis is pitching, batting eighth. And Matthew Monaghan is catching and batting ninth. So again, for Hiawatha, Smith at second, Gilbert in left, Rocky in center, Bryan at short, Oldham at third, Griswold at first, Rieger in right, Davis pitching, and Monaghan is catching. Both these teams can setting their sights on, obviously, regional play next week. Both of these teams right now, looking at their regional standings. Of course, Oskaloosa, they are in the Moore Hill Mount Academy 2-1A regional. Valley Falls, the top team there. Moore Hill in second place, but Oskaloosa at 9-9, sitting in the third spot, a couple games ahead of Pleasant Ridge, but Oski will be in that upper half of that regional. And then Hiawatha right now, it's very jam-packed in the middle of the Marysville regional in Class 3A, as Hiawatha currently sitting in fifth place. Royal Valley, the top seed and Big 7 league champs right now, holding on to that number one spot. Sabetha in second, Jeff West third, Nemaha Central fourth, and then Hiawatha fifth. And then Riley County, Donovan West, and Marysville rounding out that 3A regional. Of course, we'll have plenty of coverage of regional baseball and softball all next week. Should know regional assignments potentially sometime tomorrow, so we'll keep all the listeners and viewers of the website up to date with that once we have a broadcast schedule put together for next week. But thanks for tuning in once again, moments away from the first pitch, as Oskaloosa will bat first. Hiawatha has taken the field, as once again it's going to be Tyler Davis, the pitcher for the Red Hawks here in game one. Hiawatha sporting the blue tops and gray pants. They have red numerals and lettering. They're trimmed out in white, and Oskaloosa rocking the road gray uniforms, gray pants, gray tops with red sleeves. Oskaloosa across the chest with red lettering and numerals trimmed out in black. Willits Kreutzer Perry due up for the Bears here to start the first inning, and then Justin Miller if one of those three are able to get on. So here we go. We are set for baseball here this afternoon. 91 degrees at first pitch on what has been a hot last couple of days here in northeast Kansas, as it will be Trevor Willits, the senior center fielder, leading things off. Sports a .228 batting average coming into this one. First pitch is upstairs and ball number one. Davis rode that pitch high and tight. But Willits able to get out of the way. Bats from the right side. Stands up in the box. Slight bend to the knees. Here's Davis's next pitch. That one a little bit low. We're going to take that back. A delayed call there by the umpire. It's one ball and one strike. Good crowd on hand supporting the Redhawks here for senior day. That next pitch is fouled off. Out of play. Right side. And Davis jumps in front of the count here at one ball and two strikes. Again, defensively here for the Redhawks behind Davis. Oldham at third, Bryan at short, Smith at second, Griswold at first. Playing straight up here for the opening batter, Trevor Willits. Here's the 1-2. And that's roped in the left field for a base hit. Had a little bit of loft to it, but got over Oldham at third base, and it's a leadoff single for Trevor Willits. That brings up A.J. Kreutzer, the senior first baseman. He'll bat from the left side. Great average, 375 entering today's ball game. Quick throw by Davis back to first, and Willits flies back in time. 375 average again. He's got 18 hits and 48 at-bats this season. Long look by Davis over at first. Good lead by Willits, and going to trigger another throwback to first. And Willits back in safely for a second time. And Willits certainly looks like he wants to go, and there he goes. Pitches high. Here's a throw down to second. Head first slide, and he's in there safely with a stolen base. As the pitch was upstairs to Kreutzer for ball one. And Willits now in scoring position here with nobody out. Sizable lead at second. Nobody holding him on. Davis winds and fires. And that one is upstairs, but swung on and missed by Kreutzer for strike number one. Once again, 91 degrees at first pitch. It feels maybe a tad bit warmer out there. The heat index in the mid-90s. That one's roped down the right field line. Is it fair? It is. Just stayed inside the line. Long turn at first. Willits is going to trot home with ease. And it's an RBI single by A.J. Kreutzer. And Oskaloosa takes an early 1-0 lead. That's the 17th RBI of the season for A.J. Kreutzer, and that brings up Cord Perry, the senior pitcher. Runner at first, nobody down. Bears in front, 1-0. Pitch by Davis upstairs, ball one. Cord Perry pitching today, sports a .340 average. 18 hits and 53 at-bats. He's driven in 20 to lead the Bears. Bats from the right side. Pitch by Davis, swung on and missed. Count evens up at one ball and one strike. And Oskaloosa came in 9-9 so far. And went 5-5 in Northeast Kansas League play this year. Finished middle of the pack. Low and inside, but swung on and missed. And Cord Perry needs to protect here down 1-2 to Tyler Davis. Kreutzer with a decent lead at first base, and that'll get a throw back. That one was close, but just getting under the tag is Kreutzer at first. So we've seen Davis with the first two batters here making plays, as Oskaloosa being a little aggressive here in the first inning. Another long look here by Davis. and another throw back to first. The Kreutzer again playing with Davis here at first base after an RBI single to give Oskaloosa an early 1-0 lead. And Perry bats from the right side, team leader in RBIs. Davis, another long look. Here's the pitch, and that one skips away low and outside, and Kreutzer's going to take off and stroll into second base standing up as that one gets away from Monaghan, the catcher, and another runner in scoring position with nobody out. So a good start here for the Bears. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Cord Perry. Not as long of a look here for Davis. Checking Kreutzer back at second, and a hanging breaking ball is launched into left center field, and that one is off the wall. It was nearly a home run. Perry's going to stroll into second with an RBI double, and the Bears have taken a 2-0 lead here in the first inning. Just a few feet away from clearing the fence. And the Bears have started with a single, and a double, and lead 2-0. Justin Miller, the right fielder, now steps in, batting .311. He's driven in 14 this season. First pitch upstairs, ball one. Cord Perry, that was his 9th double of the season. Also leads the Bears in that category. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that one's upstairs. It gets away, and it's going to get to the backstop. And Cord Perry will trot into third base with still nobody out. And we get a quick time as the infield comes in, and the Bears again off to a roaring start. Trevor Willits, a leadoff single, stole second, came around to score on the RBI single by A.J. Kreutzer, and then he got to second base on a pass ball and then scored just moments ago after Cord Perry ripped a double off the wall in left center, and now he's at third after a pass ball, and he'll stand there at third again with nobody out, and Miller ahead in the count here, 2-0. Oskaloosa 9-9 this year. They were 10-12 last season. And they've had a little bit of time off. Of course, weather last week played a part in a lot of postponements and cancellations. This one moved from last week here to today to wrap up the regular season. So after the visit on the mound, Davis goes back to work with Miller ahead 2-0. This one is a strike. Just on the inside corner, 2 balls and 1 strike. Cord Perry at third, still nobody out. 2-0 Oskaloosa here in the first. And that one runs inside, and Miller gets hit. So the first four have reached here for Oskaloosa in the top of the first. 2 singles, a double, and now a hit batter. That'll bring up Coy Perry, the sophomore catcher. He's batting .333, 15 hits, 45 at-bats. He's driven in 10. Bats from the right side. Runners at the corner, still nobody out. 2 across here in the first. The first pitch is fouled out of play. Count 0-1. Oskaloosa in a tough regional. Valley Falls, the top seed there. Going into that play next week, here's Davis's 0-1, and that nearly ran in and clipped Coy Perry, but just not enough, and count evens up at 1-1. Cord Perry at third, Miller at first. 2-0 Oskaloosa, still nobody out in the top of the first. Ground ball left side, foul. Miller took off for second base, but he'll have to go back. Now Coy Perry down in the count, 1-2. Trenton Van Hooten is on at deck for the Bears. His they try to continue this solid start. Still nobody out. Davis out of the stretch, glancing back at first. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball left side, playable for Bryan at short. And then the third baseman, Oldham, gets in front of Bryan, and it skips into shallow left center field. And now a chance maybe at second, and everyone advances, and everyone is safe. Another run scores as Cord Perry comes down from third to make it 3-0. Miller makes it all the way to third, and then Coy Perry is into second base. So now it's 3-0 Oskaloosa with runners at second and third, with still nobody out. First pitch by Davis swung on and fouled off. It is 0-1 here to the freshman shortstop. Van Hooten is batting .327, playing short today. That's from the right side. Davis's pitch off speed upstairs, and it's 1-1. So Oskaloosa has had the first five reach here in the first. Two now in scoring position. It's already a 3-0 lead and still nobody out. And that one's roped into center field. Coming on is the center fielder, Rocky. He has to take it on a hop, and it's an RBI single by the freshman Van Hooten. And it's 4-0 Oskaloosa, now runners at the corners with nobody out. Now the junior third baseman, Hunter Boyd, will step in. The seventh player to bat here in the first. As Boyd will step in with a .390 average, which is the best on the team right now for Oskaloosa. Batting in the seventh spot, the junior third baseman. He's got runners at the corners with still nobody out. Davis out of the stretch, and he'll toss one over to third base. Coy Perry back in time. Boyd from the right side, slight bend to the knees. Not much wiggle with the bat. Davis fires. Ground ball left side, playable on a hop. Good snag there by Oldham, and the throw gets into center field, or right center, I should say, as they were trying to make the play at second. And once again, everyone is safe, and another run is in to score. And Coy Perry comes across to make it 5-0 Oskaloosa. It was a good stab by Oldham at third, but went to second, and the throw got away and into right field. Van Hooten gets all the way to third, and Boyd at first. So runners at the corner, still nobody out. Five across here in the first for Oskaloosa. They lead at 5-0. Cannon Kramer, the senior second baseman, steps in. He's batting .317 on the year. First pitch by Davis. In there for strike one. Very delayed by the umpire here. And that one across for strike one. Kind of trying to get that first out of the game. Ground ball left side, playable again on a hop. Oldham to second for one, but not enough time to get the runner at first. But another run comes across on the RBI ground outs by Cannon Kramer as Boyd is out at second base. Kramer reaching and driving in the sixth run of the inning. So one out, runner at first. First six batters have all come around to score for Oskaloosa. And the nine hitter, Gunnar Rockhold, the left fielder, bats from the left side. With the count 0-1. Davis, another long look at first, and that pitch is a scotch outside for ball one. Rockhold, .129 is the batting average, four hits, 31 at bats on the year. Davis's pitch. Tails a little bit outside. Correction. No, that is a strike. And Rockhold needs to protect down 1-2. 6-0 Oskaloosa here in the first. Still just one out. That one is hit to the left side. On a hop for Oldham. Will fire across the diamond and a low throw gets away. And the runners are going to advance and they're going to push Kramer all the way from first to home and he's there standing. And Rockhold makes it all the way to third base. And it's now 7-0 here in the first inning for Oskaloosa. The second error of the inning by the Redhawks, and now we'll get back to the top of the order. As Trevor Willits led things off with a single, stole second, and came around to score the first run of the game. Another meeting on the mound. Monaghan talking to his pitcher, Tyler Davis. It's been a struggle here in the first, and Oskaloosa will turn the order over and back to the top of that order, and Trevor Willits steps in. First pitch upstairs for ball one. High pop-up, playable, left side, Oldham at third. Sizing it up, makes the catch, and there are two outs. That'll bring up the first baseman, A.J. Kreutzer, who had the drove in the first run of the game with an RBI single and came around to score on the double by Cord Perry. Davis out of the windup. And a swing and a miss. Went 7 across here in the first for the Bears. 2 outs, a runner at third. Kreutzer with the count 0-1. Davis's pitch. Outside. Count 1-1. Next pitch by Davis, hit to the left side, but foul. And Kreutzer down 1-2. Rockhold at third. 2 outs here in the top of the first as the Bears' second time through the order. That one high and outside. Count evens up at 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Just a bit outside, and the count moves full at 3-2. Cord Perry would bat next. And a swing and a miss. And a strikeout recorded by Tyler Davis, but certainly the damage done in the first inning is Oskaloosa tallies 7. We've played a half an inning. Redhawks coming up here on 103.9 KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs, including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus, a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oskaloosa with a very, very good top of the first. They score 7 runs on 4 hits. They left one on base. Hiawatha's defense, a couple of errors in that inning as well. And now Cord Perry will throw his last couple warm-up pitches as his team has a 7-0 lead as Hiawatha is going to bat here for the first time. It'll be Josh Smith, Carson Gilberts, and Ashton Rocky due up for the Red Hawks here in the home half of the first. And it was 91 at first pitch. Certainly feels probably a little bit warmer than that. Heat index around the mid-90s, upper 90s at points today. As again, Josh Smith will lead things off for the Red Hawks, hitting .283 so far this season. As a team, the Red Hawks hit it at .334. So here we go. Cord Perry. And his last warm-up toss in, Josh Smith from the right side. Bears with a 7-0 lead out the jump. See what Hiawatha can do here in the bottom of the first. It's Josh Smith. He steps in. Here's Perry's first pitch, and that one is outside for ball one. Hiawatha played yesterday. They were swept by Jefferson West as Smith fouls this next offering out of play, count 1-1. His finals were 8-3 and 16-6. It snapped a 6-game winning streak for the Red Hawks. That one's low and outside. Good eye by Smith, and the count is 2-1. And Royal Valley has already locked up the league title here in 2022. Looking to be the top seed in the Marysville Regional next week. Here's the 2-1 by Perry, and that one's low and outside. Skips to the backstop, and Smith the advantage right now at 3-1. A 3-1 swinging, high fly ball right side. First baseman Kreutzer just right before the grass line of the infield and makes the catch, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the first. And Carson Gilbert will step in. A senior honored prior to first pitch today. About a .400 average for Carson Gilbert. He's got 24 hits and 60 at-bats and has driven in 16. Ground ball, but foul. And the count 0-1. A slight breeze today as well, 10 to 20 miles per hour off speed, and Gilbert swung over the top and missed, and the count now is 0-2. That's from the right side, in on the box, off speed, and that one is in there for strike 3. 2 up and 2 down as Gilbert is set down on strikes. And Ashton Rocky will try to get something going here in the first. Rocky hitting .360, 18 hits and 50 at-bats. He's driven in 15, 3 doubles, 2 triples, and a home run. And he takes one in there for strike 1. 7-0 Oskaloosa here in the bottom of the first. Just the pitch by Perry, and that one just misses, and it's now 1-1. Perry out of the windup, delivers. That one just missing as well. Rocky in front for the time being at 2-1. Here's the 2-1. That one fastball tails outside, and the count is 3-1. Rocky can get on. Joel Bryan due up next here for the Redhawks. Quick pitch, ground ball left side and foul, and the count moves full at 3-2. The 3-2 here to Ashton Rocky. Bottom of the first, nobody on, 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and that one is upstairs, 4. So a 2-out walk puts Rocky at first base. Joel Bryan will try to keep the line moving. 4.39 average for Joel Bryan. He has been very good this season. 25 hits, 57 at-bats. He's driven in 13 with 3 doubles. Quick throw over to first, and Rocky back in time. Cord Perry got Josh Smith to pop out the first. He struck out Gilbert, and then on a 3-2 pitch, walked Rocky. And now Bryan here, now a steal attempt down to second on a hop, not in time, as Rocky moves into scoring position with a stolen base with 2 outs. Down to the stretch. Cord Perry, quick look back at second off speed. That one is in there, strike called. Foul ball right side. See if it's going to stay in play for the first baseman at Kreutzer, and he does make the play in foul territory. And that will retire the side. So a man stranded at second base. We've played one here in Hiawatha. Oskaloosa with a 7-0 lead here on KNZA.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
1 inning in the books. Oskaloosa leading 7-0 here at Hiawatha. They had 7 runs on 4 hits in the top of the first. And due back up here in the second inning. That 7-run cushion, it'll be Cord Perry, Justin Miller, and Coy Perry two up for the Bears here in the second. Again, 7 runs, 4 hits in the first. Tyler Davis trying to settle down and get back to work on the bump for the Redhawks. Again, final regular season broadcast for us here today. We'll have coverage of regional play next week. Once we know the regional brackets, we'll get that out to everyone and figure out a broadcast schedule that we'll put together and get as much coverage out as we possibly can. Back to work. Here we go. Cord Perry, RBI double scored in the 7-run first, and he'll start things off here in the second. Davis fires one in there, and it's inside for 1. A little bit of cloud cover currently. Again, not cooling things down at all. Next one skips in the dirt. Count 2-0. Perry back in there. Davis winds and fires on 2-0 off speed, and that one is in there for 1. The 2-1 is in there for 2. So from 2-0 to 2-2. And good crowd on hand. A little shade under the bleachers here. This one is hit towards left center field. Rocky plays it to his right and makes the catch for out number one. And Justin Miller, who was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat, will step up here with nobody on and one out in the top of the second. Stands tall from the right side. Fastball inside, but just missing for ball one. Bears haven't played for over a week. All the weather last week, unable to get on the field, but last time out they swept ACCHS, a couple of big wins, 13-1 and 13-3. Miller in front here, 2-0. Haven't lost since the end of April. They were swept by the league champs in Valley Falls. Now Miller, comfortable spot here at 3-0. See what he does here. Davis's pitch takes all the way, and it's ball four. So Miller hit by a pitch in the first, and he walks here in the second with one out. Now the sophomore Coy Perry, who reached on a fielder's choice and drove in a run in the first. First pitch swung on, fouled out of play. And the count 0-1. Both these teams, again, will have tough regionals next week. Fouled straight back into the screen, and Coy Perry down in the count 0-2. Mentioned for Oskaloosa, Valley Falls, the league champs. Moore Hills had a real good season as well. They're 12-6. They went 8-2 in league play. The only losses to the Dragons is the 0-2. Another foul back into the screen. Do it again at 0-2. A pretty jumbled up in the middle, Pleasant Ridge. A 9-7 team in the middle there with Oskaloosa, who came into tonight's double dip with 9 wins and 9 losses. This one is roped to left field. Move on it is Gilbert's, and he makes a nice catch and quickly gets it back into the infield as Miller has to go back and slide into first base. So a nice play in left field by Gilbert, and there are 2 outs here in the top of the second. And Van Hooten, the freshman shortstop, who scored and drove in a run with a single in his first at-bat. He'll step in with Miller still at first, now 2 outs. Pitch by Davis. Not a half-hearted check swing, but not going around. It's low for ball one. Davis out of the stretch once again. Quick glance at Miller at first and off speed over the top of it. Swung on and missed. And the count, 1-1. In Hiawatha's regional, of course, very familiar opponents with Sabetha, Jeff West, Nemaha Central, Royal Valley. Also got Marysville in there. Low throw, steal attempt by Miller, and he is in there safely. Pitch was away, count now 2-1, and Miller moves up into scoring position here with 2 outs. Two balls and one strike. With 2 outs and a runner at second, and that one is a check swing. It looked like a foul ball. And Monaghan, the catcher, I think, trying to confirm whether it was a foul ball or not. And it looked like the umpire didn't call it a foul ball. Now we got Monaghan discussing with the home plate umpire as Miller is standing at third. Now we're going to have a conversation here at home plate. So from up here, and we got a couple here in the box with us that all kind of agree that that was a foul tip back to the screen, so Miller should go back to second. And now we will get both umpires meeting between home and first base. Honestly, a play that shouldn't have this lengthy of a discussion. And it looks like they will make the right call, as they do confirm it's a foul ball. And now Oskaloosa's coach is going to come in and chime with the umpire here. So a little delay in the action as we try to settle out this play, which was a check swing foul ball. So thanks for hanging in with us here as Miller's back to second base. The count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Van Hooten, the freshman. Here's the pitch. That one's roped into left center field, and that one is down for a hit, and in the gap, it's cut off by Rocky. Miller's going to chug around third, and he will score. As Van Hooten drives in his second run of the game, he's 2 for 2 with 2 RBI singles, and the lead jumps to 8-0 for Oskaloosa here in the second. So after all that discussion on the foul tip, one pitch, and it was lined into left center field by Van Hooten for a single and an RBI. Now Hunter Boyd steps in, who reached on an error and was out on a fielder's choice in the first. He was actually the first out of that inning. Davis quick throw back to first, not in time. So 7 across in the first. Bears tack on another here in the second. They lead it 8-0. Not quite an inning and a half into this one. Davis, a long look over at first, fires. That one skips away, and to the backstop it goes. And Van Hooten is going to take a long turn at second, and he will stay there. So now he moves up into scoring position. Still 2 outs. Boyd entered the best average on the team at 390. A little closed on his stance from the right side. Davis, a long look at second. Here's the pitch, off speed and upstairs. And the count is 2-0. Swung on and missed. Now a play over at third base as Van Hooten takes third. Not a close play, and now he moves up another spot to third as the count is now 2-1 here on Boyd. Van Hooten, a lot of speed on the base pass so far. That one runs inside, and the count moves to 3-1. So Kramer's due up next. Davis got 2 of the first 3. Now a single and an RBI, and now count that's 3-1, and this one's put into play down the third base line, and it's going to be a soft toss over to first base by Davis, and just confirming that that's going to end the inning, and it will. But wait a minute, the umpire here. We're going to keep it here. So, yeah, the inning is not over. So it was a foul ball. Hiawatha started heading towards their dugout, but the umpire in the field made the call. I believe that runs the count full. Davis going to have to throw another one here to Boyd with a runner at third. And he gets the strikeout, swing and a miss, and Boyd is down for strike number three. So kind of a interesting inning to say the least, but Oskaloosa, they tack another. They lead 8-0 here as we head to the bottom of the second here on KNZA.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oskaloosa with an 8-0 lead here at Hiawatha in their first of two tonight as both teams wrapping up the regular season. To the bottom of the second we go. Hiawatha steps in as Oldham, Griswold, and Rieger will be due up for the Redhawks here in the second. And then Tyler Davis, if one of those three are able to get on, and Cord Perry back to work with now an 8-0 lead. Oldham steps in. And a ground ball left side, playable by Boyd at third. A long throw and gets it there in time. And just like that, one pitch, one out, it goes 5-3. Braden Griswold will step in. Griswold, a .406 average. He's got 13 hits and 32 at-bats. He's driven in 13 this season as the senior first baseman. First pitch by Perry is upstairs for ball one. So again, the Bears, 7 in the first, 1 in the second, 8-0 their lead here in the third. Ground ball left side, and that's in the left field for a base hit. So the first hit of the afternoon for the Redhawks. It's off the bat of Braden Griswold, and he's at first with one out. Now Jake Rieger steps in, the senior right fielder. 200 average on the year, two hits and 10 at bats. First pitch runs inside for ball one. Griswold, not too much of a lead at first, but Perry's going to throw back anyways to keep him honest, and Griswold back safely. Rieger from the right side. Here's the pitch by Perry. That one is down Broadway for strike one. Now one ball and one strike. Defensively for Oskaloosa in the infield, Boyd at third, Van Hooten at short, Kramer at second, Kreutzer at first. But the pitch a little bit upstairs, two balls and one strike. Here to Jake Rieger. Another pitch by Perry, swung on and missed. Count runs even at 2-2. Tyler Davis due up next here for the Redhawks. Bottom of the second, Bears in control at the moment. 8-0 is their lead. Here's the 2-2, and that one is a little bit outside, and the count runs full to 3-2. Cord Perry, another look at first. Three balls and two strikes. The pitch And a throw is in time. It's a strike him out, throw him out. Or wait, there was no... Well, the umpire is really confusing a lot of people here behind home plate. Is I don't think it was called strike three. So everyone had run off the field like it was strike three and then a double play, but they're going to say it was ball four. So Rieger walks, but Griswold is caught stealing second, so he's the second out. So Tyler Davis will bat here, the runner at first, and here's the pitch. That one is in there for strike one, or it looks like we have foul ball here out of play. So there will be a pitch hitter. It's Cooper Jacobson. He's batting for Tyler Davis. That one also fouled out of play in the count 0-2. So I guess going back to it, Griswold was not thrown out at second, even though the umpire had made the out call, because Griswold is still at second and Rieger's at first. So again, a little bit of confusion, but it is Jacobson batting right now. Now they want to confirm the count. It looks like it's 2-2 here to Jacobson. Here's the pitch, and that one's a little bit outside, 3-2. Ground ball playable. Kramer has it at second, and a tag and a throw. Got him, and that will end the inning. So after all that, it's a double play to end the frame, and just confirming once again, and that will, in fact, end the inning. So Oskaloosa will head to the top of the third with an 8-0 lead here on KNZA.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy have some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Got a new pitcher in for Hiawatha. Joel Bryan will take over on the mound for Tyler Davis. As it's 8-0 Oskaloosa as we get set to start the top of the third. Looking for the defensive assignments. Looks like Gilbert has moved to shortstop. As it will be Kramer, Rockhold, and Willits due up 8-9-1 in the order for Oskaloosa. So as we start the third, here's first pitch by Ryan. That one is in there for strike one to Cannon Kramer, who drove in a run with a fielder's choice and came around to score in the first. He'll show bunt and tips it back to the screen. And the count is 0-2. Kramer, close stance from the right side. This one is fouled back into the screen. We'll do it again at 0-2. 7 in the first by the Bears. They tacked on one more in the second. Now Brian is pitching here for the Red Hawks, and another one that's going to be fouled out of play. Do it again at 0-2. Here is that 0-2 upstairs, and the count now 1-2. Here's that 1-2. That one's slapped into shallow left center field, but coming on to make the catch is Ashton Rocky to record the first out. And I'll bring up Gunnar Rockhold, the sophomore left fielder. That's from the left side. Ryan's first pitch to him is slapped foul. Reached on an error in the first and was stranded at third to wrap up that inning. That one is hit off the end of the bat and into shallow left center field for a base hit. And he reaches with a one-out single. And to the top of the order with Trevor Willits. He's 1-for-2. But Brian quickly out of the stretch. Pretty good lead over there for Rockhold, and a quick throw back to first, not in time. It was close. Rockhold at first base. That pitch missing by a touch, and Willits starts out the count here 1-0. And singled and scored a run in the first. Another throwback to first, not in time. And Willits popped out to the third baseman his second time up. So 1-for-2 so far. Here's Brian's pitch. Up and in. And the count now 2-0. A little bit of that cloud cover again. Swung on and missed there on 2-0, makes it 2-1. And then that one is slapped into right field. Hit and run, executed beautifully. As Rockhold will take third, and he'll continue to chug along. He will make it home safely on a hit and run. It was slapped into right center field as Rockhold will score all the way from first. And Willits drives in a run, and he's at second base. And it's now 9-0 Oskaloosa. If the hit and run wasn't on, it could have been a double play ball, but again, well executed. As Kreutzer steps in and fouls the first pitch back into the screen for strike one. Ryan looks back at second. That one just a bit outside. Kreutzer had an RBI single, scored in the first, and then struck out in the second. He's 1-for-2. Count here on him is 1-1. Ryan, a quick throw to second, not in time, as Willits dives back in safely. Kreutzer again. Bats from the left side. Shows bunt. Puts it down and fouls it off down the third base line. And now he's in protection mode at 1-2. Maybe trying to catch the infield off guard a little bit for the Redhawks, but wasn't able to get it down in play. Brian looks back at second. Willett's a lead. And this one is popped up left side. Oldham able to make the play, and that's going to record the second out. And makes Kreutzer 1-for-3. And it's up now to Cord Perry, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI double, who was just a few feet away from a home run in the first, hit it off the top of the wall, right around the 340 sign in left center field. Brian's pitch to him. That one just misses for ball one. And then his second at bat, he flew out to center field. And Willett's at second, two down. Off speed, beautifully placed in there for strike one by Joel Bryan. But a 9-0 lead here for Oskaloosa in the top of the third. Swung on and missed with the fastball, missing, and Cord Perry upset with himself there. Now he's down 1-2. Here's the pitch. That one's hit to center field, shallow, running in on it, and going to have to play it on a hop is Rocky. Here comes Willett around third to score, and it is now 10-0 Oskaloosa as Perry reaches second base on the throw home. Second run driven in by Cord Perry. And it's a shallow single to center field. And two more across here in the inning. 10-0 in favor of the Bears, who are roaring here in game number one. So Cord Perry at second, two down. 10-0 Bears here in the top of the third. Justin Miller steps in. He's reached twice as he swings and misses at the first pitch here. He was hit by a pitch in the first and then walked in the second. And both times he's come around to score. Next pitch outside. And the count, one ball and one strike. So Kramer led off the inning, lining out to center. Rockhold singled. Willett's doubled. Kreutzer popped out to third. And then Perry moments ago with an RBI single. As the count is now 2-1 on Miller. With Coy Perry due up next. Here's the pitch. Just missing as well. It's now 3-1. Brian again out of the stretch. Here's the 3-1. Miller taking all the way. It's inside, and it's ball four. So he's reached base all three at-bats, two walks, and a hit-by-pitch. Now Coy Perry will step in to try to keep the line moving. Now runners at first and second with two down. Coy Perry drove in a run on a fielder's choice in the first, came around to score, and then lined out to left field in his second at bat. Brian again out of the stretch. Nobody holding Miller at first. Although right when I say that, Brian flashes over there to first base and kind of runs Miller back. So here's the first pitch to Coy Perry. High fly ball right side. Foul territory, and running on to make the catch is Joel Brian in foul territory, and that will wrap up the inning. But two more across for Oskaloosa. They lead it 10-0. We head to the bottom of the third here on KNZA.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson.
Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now.
for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
KNZA.
Couple of runs, three hits, and a couple left on base for the Bears in the top of the third. They extend their lead here in Hiawatha, 10-0, as Cord Perry back to work in his final warm-up pitches in, as it will be looks like we may have a pitch hitter here for the Red Hawks, and that's going to be Tyler Willick. We've seen Jacobson come in as a pitch hitter. Now Willick steps in to lead off here in the third, and he takes ball one. Perry likes to work quickly. That one is swung on and missed for strike one. Again, 10-0 Oskaloosa, bottom of the third. Willick here batting against Cord Perry. Now on tails outside. It's now 2-1. As Willick, the freshman, a .255 average, and he ropes one into left field, and that one is down for a base hit. And a leadoff single for Tyler Willick puts a runner at first here in the bottom of the third. And back to the top of the order here with Josh Smith, who popped out to first base his first time up. See if the Red Hawks can get something going offensively here in the third. Here's the pitch by Perry. Here's a run. Throw at second base. Not in time. And Willick steals second. It was a high throw by Coy Perry, but getting under the tag was Willick, and he's in scoring position with nobody out. So Smith an opportunity here to drive in a run here for Hiawatha. Smith holds time, and Cord Perry backs off the rubber, gets back on. Here's the offering in there, and that one is just a bit outside. Next one, down the middle, makes the count 2-1. Perry looks back, fires. That one misses as well, just a bit upstairs. This one is hit to the right side, and it's off the glove of the first baseman, and they're unable to make the play at first. It popped out of the glove of Kreutzer over there at first. And that's going to be an error by the first baseman. Kind of a soft liner that should have been caught, but it pops out, and no one was there to cover the bag, and Smith is able to reach. So now runners at the corners with nobody out, as Willick is able to take third. So Carson Gilbert steps in, struck out in the first. And a quick throw to first base, keeping Smith honest. Being held on by Kreutzer, another throw over to first. So Willick at third, Smith at first. Here in the bottom of the third, Redhawks trying to get something going. And then a throw to third, and it gets away, and the Redhawks are going to get their first run of the ball game. So they sent Smith, and instead of throwing to second, they tried to catch Willick off guard at third, and the throw by Coy Perry went into left field, and Willick was able to score. That makes it 10-1. So Smith at second, still nobody out. 10-1 score here. Pitch is in there for strike number two here on Carson Gilbert. There's an RBI chance here. Hiawatha just trying to chip away here. Swung on and missed, off speed, got him. And Gilbert down on strikes for a second time here today. Ashton Rocky will step in. Walked and stole second in the first, but was stranded there. And Smith still second base. First pitch outside. Four ball one. The pitch by Perry off speed, up and in. And now 2-0 here to Rocky. So the Red Hawks get their first run, another one in scoring position. Still nobody out, or correction, one out now. Here's the pitch by Perry. That one is off the plates for ball three. So now Rocky in a good spot, 3-0. Smith at second base. Here's the pitch. That one is in there for a strike. With the count now 3-1. That one is hit high to left field. Playing it is Rockhold, and he misplayed it. And it falls in. And everyone moves up. And Rocky ends up at second base as Smith gets to third, and misplayed by Rockhold in left field. So a couple of errors here by the Bears defense. And now Joel Bryan, runners at second and third with one out. Joel Bryan, he popped out in foul territory his first time up, 0-for-1. The 10-1 game currently. The Red Hawks chance to add some more. First pitch by Cord Perry in there for strike one here on Joel Bryan. Out of the stretch, Perry fires and misses outside. So the count now 1-1. Next one is smashed into left field. Rockhold is on the run, and that one is gone. How about that? Joel Bryan on a fastball up, got around it, and launched it over the 340 sign in left center field, and it's a three-run home run, and all of a sudden, things are a little bit different, makes the score 10-4 here in the third. My goodness. A three-run homer for Joel Bryan. RBI is 14, 15, and 16, and it's a 10-4 game now. As Xavier Oldham steps in, he grounded out the third in his lone at bat so far. Base is clear, one out. That one is up and in. Another pitch by Perry. That one's off the end of the bat and into right center field for a base hit. So the Red Hawks continuing to chip away and chug along here in the third. First hit of the day for Oldham, and still just one out. And Braden Griswold will step in, who singled in the second. Cord Perry needs to settle down a little bit, and that one is outside for ball one. Kreutzer, oh, and now they get him caught in a pickle over there at first. As Oldham trying to get back, and he is tagged out at first base. So a throw over to first base and turns into a pickle, and ultimately Oldham is picked off, and that is out number two. So now the base is empty with now two outs for Griswold here. Count 1-0. That one just a bit outside, ball two. Back to the windup for Cord Perry, and that one looks like it may have hit off the end of the bat and just a foul tip out of play. And the count moves to 2-1. So two balls and one strike, four across here for Hiawatha in the third, much needed. That one's going to find the strike zone to even things up at 2-2. Still a long way to go, but they have certainly chipped away at it. There it is, a curveball in there for strike three. Griswold didn't like the call, but down he goes, and that ends the frame. But a highlight with Joel Bryan, a three-run homer, four across for Hiawatha. They're getting back into it, but Oskaloosa still leads 10-4 here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. We remain locally owned, locally operated, and locally focused.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at seven convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Kansaland Radio.
Joel Bryan back to work for Oskaloosa coming up here in the fourth. Joel Bryan in the bottom of the third, a three-run homer for Hiawatha, and they score four in the frame to get on the board. But the Oskaloosa lead right now is 6-10-4 as we start the fourth inning. Trenton Van Hooten and Hunter Boyd and Cannon Kramer do up this inning for Oskaloosa. As they scored 7 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third, so they have scored at least a run in every inning so far. And it's 6-7-8 in the order as Joel Bryan took over for Tyler Davis last inning. Van Hooten, 2-for-2, two singles, two RBIs, and a run scored, and he takes one in there for strike one. And swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch out in front, and Van Hooten down in the count, 0-2. That's from the right side, open on his stance, and a swing and a miss, strike three. So three pitches, three strikes, and a strikeout here to start the top of the fourth inning as Hunter Boyd now will step in. Boyd reached on an error in the first and then struck out in the second. He's 0-for-2. Now we got conversation with the home plate umpire, and And Willick, the catcher, back to work. First pitch, just missing. Or was that a strike? But Hunter Boyd again, swinging a miss here. And the count is 0-2. With the sun back out, again it's a hot afternoon. Foul ball out of play. And Boyd again needing to protect with two strikes. Brian trying to keep Oskaloosa off the board here this inning. And a swing and a miss. High fastball got him. And two up, two down, and two strikeouts here for Brian in the fourth. And Kramer will step in, who reached on a fielder's choice, scored in the first, and lined out to center field his last time up. Takes one in there for strike one. 10-4, Oskaloosa here in the top of the fourth. 10 straight runs for Oski, but Hiawatha getting four in the last half inning. Here's a pop-up in the infield. Shortstop has it. That's Gilbert in a 1-2-3 inning. So we head to the bottom of the fourth. Redhawks coming up, trailing 10-4.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oskaloosa 10, Hiawatha 4 as we hit the bottom of the fourth inning. Here in Noble Park in Hiawatha, first of two between these two tonight. After having no runs and one hit through the first two, Hiawatha came back with four runs on three hits in the third. After being down 10-0, they chipped away a little bit. Still a lot of work to do, down six here in the bottom of the fourth. And it'll be Jake Rieger to step in. Right fielder, first pitch by Cord Perry is hit upstairs, ball one. Here's the 1-0, and that one nearly ran up and in on him. Rieger gets out of the way in time. It's 2-0. The highlight last inning, Joel Bryan, a three-run homer. This one's ripped to left field, and that's a base hit for Rieger. On a 2-0 swing, and he rips it past Boyd at third, and he is on with a leadoff single. And now here is Jacobson, who bats for a second time, and he pitch hit for Tyler Davis in the second, and now he's going to line a soft one out there to shallow left field, a diving attempt, and it falls in for a hit. Excellent effort by Rockhold and left, but it falls in. So back-to-back singles, and now runners at first and second with nobody out. And now Tyler Willick, who singled and scored last inning. First pitch by Cord Perry is outside, ball one. So the Redhawks, again, not going away quietly. We're down 10-0 at one point, but it's 10-4, and now they have two on and nobody out here in the fourth. And a near nice play over there by the first baseman Kreutzer in foul territory, but it is strike one to Willick. Krieger at second, Jacobson at first. Cord Perry still on the mound here for Oskaloosa, who cruised through the first two, but has seen some trouble here in the last inning plus. Here's the pitch. Another one slapped foul on the right field side. And Willick now down in the count, 1-2. And Willick a 255 average entering play tonight. And off speed, swing and a miss for strike three. Big strikeout there for Cord Perry, and that's the first down of the inning. And to the top of the order with Josh Smith. Smith popped out the first, his first time up, and then reached on an error and scored in the third. He's got Rieger at second and Jacobson at first. First pitch, missing for ball one. And Perry works pretty quickly out of the stretch, and this one fouled straight back, and count evens up at one ball and one strike here to Josh Smith, the junior second baseman, the leadoff hitter for the Redhawks. No batting gloves from the right side. Next pitch, outside. 2-1. Quick look by Perry back to second. That one is just off the plate for ball three. So the count now 3-1 here to Josh Smith, with Gilbert due up next. And a swing and a miss. And the count runs full at 3-2. So a big pitch coming up here for Cord Perry, and he'll switch the balls out with the umpire. Got Rieger at second, Jacobson at first. One out here in the inning. Count 3-2 here to Smith. Oskaloosa with a 10-4 lead, but it was 10-0, but Hiawatha chipping away slowly. Now one's roped back up the middle, and that's a base hit into center field. Rieger waved around third. He will score, and the lead is cut in half. It's 10-5. On a full count swing, Josh Smith with an RBI single to center field. And Jacobson stops at second. So once again, runners at first and second now for Carson Gilbert, who is 0-2 with two strikeouts. So what was a 10-0 lead for Oskaloosa is now all of a sudden 10-5, with Redhawks certainly still threatening here in the bottom of the fourth. And the first pitch missing to Gilbert for ball one. That one did not miss, and it's one ball and one strike. And Cord Perry works quickly out of the stretch for Oskaloosa. Ground ball left side, playable. Van Hooten, the short, has it. Shovels to second for one, and that's the only out they're going to get. Gilbert reaching on the fielder's choice. The out at second base. They get Smith at second. Jacobson over to third, so runners at the corners. Now with two outs. And Ashton Rocky will step in, walked in the first, and reached on an error and scored in the third. He's got him at the corners with two down, one across, 10-5 Oskaloosa here in the fourth. And a stolen base with ease. Gilbert gets the second without a throw. Now runners at second and third. Now a missing outside, and Rocky in front here at 2-0. Base hit could potentially drive in two. Here's the pitch. Missing outside. And the count runs 3-0. With Joel Bryan on deck, who mashed a three-run homer last inning. Here's the pitch. Off speed, taking all the way for strike one. three singles here in the inning and a fielder's choice. And that one missing, ball four. So now the bases are loaded for Joel Bryan. The last half inning hit a three-run homer to left center. Now he has him loaded here in the fourth. And the first pitch is low and in the dirt for ball one. And Cord Perry out there is really trying to fight through this last inning plus, as another one is low for ball two. The 2-0, watching all the way now, 3-0. All three have been low. And now, tough spot here for Cord Perry with a very dangerous hitter at the plate. The base is loaded. The 10-5 lead for Oskaloosa. And taking all the way, strike one here to Bryan. What was a 10-0 lead is now a 10-5 game. And he was swinging on 3-1, and he'll foul this one out of play, and it moves forward to 3-2. His three-run homer last inning was on a 1-1 count. He's gone from 3-0 here to 3-2. Bases loaded here in the fourth. Ground ball left side, snagged at third, and the tag applied by Boyd at third. So the inning is over. And Oskaloosa avoiding a big inning there by the Redhawks. But they do get one. It's cut in half. 10-5 Oskaloosa as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on KNZA.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton offers advanced eye care with a hometown touch. See Drs. Nikki Mirpool, Leslie Gallagher, and Stacy Niehus for an appointment. Lifetime Eye Care is committed to technology advances with the highest level of patient care and service, all within a fun environment. Lifetime Eye Care, south side of the square in Holton.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now to the fifth inning we go. 10-5 Oskaloosa here from Hiawatha, Noble Park. Colin Feldkamp in his studio on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air for what's our final regular season baseball broadcast of the year. We'll have plenty of regional coverage next week. Oskaloosa avoiding a big inning by the Redhawks. Redhawks left them loaded. Close out the fourth. They did tack on a run, so what started as a 10-0 lead for Oskaloosa has been chipped in half. It's now 10-5 as we start the fifth. And the bottom of the order, Gunnar Rockhold will lead things off, the lefty. And the pitch by Bryan is low for ball one. Rockhold reached on an error in the first, singled and scored in the two-run third. He is one for two. Ground ball left side, but foul. For the count, one ball and one strike. In Oskaloosa, seven runs in the first. Here's a popper left side. Left fielder coming in to make the play and recording the first out. That is Jacobson in left field. So back to the top of the order, Trevor Willits, who's had a good day, a single, a double. He's driven in a run, stolen a base, and scored twice. First pitch by Brian is in there for strike one. Here's a high fly ball towards center field. Rocky plays it to his left and makes the catch, and quickly two up and two down. And A.J. Kreutzer will try to keep this one alive. He is 1-for-3. A strikeout, a pop out, and an RBI single. It's also scored. That's from the left side. Brian trying to go quickly here. In the fifth, first one fouled out of play. And the count here, 0-1. Here's the pitch by Brian. This one is slapped left side, but once again foul. And Kreutzer down 0-2. And good crowd here this afternoon. Senior night here for the Red Hawks. Here's the 0-2. Just a bit outside. And the count is 1-2. And the sun's been peeking in and out of the clouds here today. It was 91 at first pitch. That one is up and away for ball two. Out of the windup, here is the 2-2. Swing and a miss on a high one that was well out of the strike zone, and it's a 3-up, 3-down inning. We have played 4.5 here at Noble Park, and Tuscaloosa 10, Hiawatha 5 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We take having those close relationships with our customers very seriously.
That's Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We try to get out in the community as much as we can and volunteer. I think it's important because our customers can see us out, get to know us a little bit better, and I think it shows that we care about what's happening in our community.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3 quarter tons. That's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service, and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
To the bottom of the fifth, a 10-5 Oskaloosa lead here at Hiawatha, but Bears have been held scoreless the last two innings. And Xavier Oldham will lead things off here for Hiawatha. Fouls that one back into the screen for strike one. Court Perry still pitching for the Bears. Oldham is 1-for-2, single and a ground out. That one just missing inside, and the count 1-1. It was 10-0 Oskaloosa going into the bottom of the third. But Hiawatha was able to get 4 on 3 hits in that inning, highlighted by a 3-run homer by Joel Bryan. Then Hiawatha added one more in the fourth, but they left the bases loaded. And now bat here with Oldham leading off in the fifth. And there's a swing and a miss. And down now 1-2. Oldham, Griswold, and Rieger do up for the Red Hawks here in the fifth. Trying to fight their way back. And there it is. Strike 3 off speed. Bends in there, and that's the first out here in the fifth. And Oldham now 1-for-3. Griswold steps in. He singled in the second and struck out in the third. He's 1-for-2. Here's the windup and the pitch by Perry. Slapped first base side, but foul out of play. and Griswold falls behind 0-1. Perry works quickly. That one finds the strike zone, and it's 0-2. So needing to protect, here's the 0-2 from Perry. Just getting a piece, fouling that one away, and they'll do it again at 0-2. So we have four in the third, one in the fourth for Hiawatha. Trailing here 10-5. Off speed, ground ball, but foul. Good job by Griswold there to stay alive. It's a nasty breaker there by Cord Perry. I'll have to do it again here at 0-2. So he's fought off a couple of pitches here. Keep the at-bat alive. Here's the 0-2. That one in the dirt, ball one. Rieger due up next. Here's the 1-2. Off speed, hit towards the right side into foul territory. And it's going to land foul. Misplayed over there at first by Kreutzer. He kind of took off a little bit farther than he needed to. Might have lost that one in the sun. But we'll walk back and do it again at 1-2. And a check swing. Did he go across? Hard to tell with the umpire, but Griswold walking back towards the dugout, and it looks to be a strikeout. So two up and two down. Jake Rieger will step in. He singled and scored the lone run in the last inning and takes up an in ball one. Perry's pitch outside, now 2-0. So again, Rieger walked in the second. And then mentioned he singled and scored in the fourth. And he has worked a 3-0 count as that one is upstairs. Here's the pitch. Now 3-0, he's swinging, and he'll pop this one up to shallow right center, and it's going to be caught by the second baseman, Kramer, and it's a 3-up, 3-down frame. So we've played 5, Oskaloosa 10, Hiawatha 5, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you interested in gaining control of stress and improving your overall wellness? Holton Community Hospital presents a free lunch and learn Wednesday, May 11th from 12 to 12:30 at the Courtyard Event Space in Holton. Ashley Reinecke will be presenting about gaining control of stress and improving wellness. So plan to attend for just 30 minutes at 12 noon Wednesday, May 11th for the lunch and learn at the Courtyard in downtown Holton. Presented by Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home. See other events and info at HoltonHospital.com.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it to the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I'd pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And to the sixth inning we go here at Noble Park in Hiawatha. Bears leading the Redhawks 10-5 as we get set to start the sixth inning. It'll be 3-4-5 in the order for the Bears. Cord Perry, Justin Miller, and Coy Perry, as they have been held off the scoreboard here the last couple of innings after putting up 10 in the first three, including 7 in the first. So Joel Bryan back to work. He's pitched well here in the last couple of innings. Both pitchers have settled down here in the last inning plus. That one is ripped left side, and a diving catch made by Gilbert at short. A defensive gem for out number one. taking a single away from Cord Perry is Carson Gilbert, and that brings up Justin Miller, who is reached all three times, two times via a walk, and the other time he was hit by a pitch. Stands in, one out, nobody on here in the sixth. That one is in there for strike one. Miller scored twice as well. A swing and a miss here over the top of that one, and it's one and two. Here's the 1-2. Inside out swing, but a fly ball to center field is caught by Rocky, and two up and two down. So Joel Bryan, he has set down the last eight Oskaloosa batters. First pitch to Coy Perry outside for ball one. Perry drove in a run in the first. He has scored a run. He's also lined out and fouled out. And a swing and a miss here, and it's 1-1. So again, Joel Bryan trying to make quick work, and this one is lined down the left field line, but foul. Only by a good 3 or 4 feet. And Coy Perry behind, now at 1-2. Here's the pitch by Bryan, ground ball left side, skips in the air, but also foul. That one is a little bit closer. And we'll try it at least one more time at 1-2. Bears had 10 runs on 8 hits in the first 3 innings. No runs on no hits here in the last 2 2/3. Swing and a miss by Coy Perry, and down he goes. And another 1-2-3 inning as Bryan has now set down 9 in a row. We head to the bottom of the 6th, 10-5 Oskaloosa.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
A new pitcher here for Oskaloosa. That's Trenton Van Hooten, the freshman. He takes over for Cord Perry. Couple of defensive changes now. Rockhold is moved from left field to shortstop. I believe Cord Perry is now out in left field. And that's him in left. Or correction in center, and it looks like Willett has moved to left field. So two more chances here for Hiawatha. They're down 10-5 here in the bottom of the sixth. Jacobson steps in, takes one outside from Van Hooten for ball one. Ground ball right side, but just foul right of the bag at first. And the count 1-1. Jacobson grounded into a double play to end the second, and then he singled in the fourth. So again, it's Trenton Van Hooten, the freshman. Fires one in there, ground ball left side, but foul. And Jacobson down 1-2. Jacobson, 395 is average. Takes an off-speed pitch inside, and it's 2-2. Here's the 2-2. That's upstairs. So the count's full here to Jacobson, 3-2, and he's going to rope one into right center field, and that falls in for a hit. So on a 3-2 pitch, Jacobson his second single, now 2-for-3 today. That'll bring up Tyler Willick. Got to keep the line moving if you're the Redhawks. Down 5 here in the 6th. Van Hooten throws to first, not in time. Kreutzer holding Jacobson at first. Ground ball right side. Played on a hop by the second baseman. A play at first in time. So Willick is out number 1. Jacobson does get to second. On the ground out. And to the top of the order with Josh Smith. So a runner at second, 1 out. Smith is 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored. He's got one here in scoring position with 1 out in the 6th. Team down 5. Swing and a miss at 1 upstairs. Ball 1, or correction, strike 1. Quick look back at second. Another off speed. Bends in there for strike 2. Beautifully placed by Van Hooten. Two strike pitch in the dirt. And it's 1-2. Jacobson at second with 1 out. Ground ball right side, playable by Kramer at second. Throw to first in time for out number 2. Jacobson moves to third. Back to back outs. He had the ground out to the second baseman, and now it's up to Carson Gilbert to try to get this run across and chip away a little more. Hiawatha down to their final 4 outs. They're down 5. And that's roped into center field on the first pitch, and that will bring the run in. So it's an RBI single by Carson Gilbert. His first hit tonight, and that makes it 10-6. And here comes Ashton Rocky, who's walked twice and reached on an error. Also scored a run. He's got Gilbert at first with 2 outs. Here's the pitch. That one is in there. Throw to second in time. What a throw by the catcher, Coy Perry, to gun down the runner. Gilbert at second, and that is out number 3. So we head to the final inning. Top of the 7th we go. It's a 10-6 Oskaloosa lead.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinem Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinemRepair.com.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
10-6 Oskaloosas. We've hit the seventh inning here from Noble Park in Hiawatha. It was a 10-0 lead early for the Bears. But Hiawatha has chipped away, but they're down to their final three outs, and they need to keep the Bears off the scoreboard here in the seventh to keep it a four-run game. Joel Bryan has been super solid on the mound since taking over for Tyler Davis. He's retired 10 in a row, and we'll try to keep that train moving here in the seventh, as it will be Van Hooten, Boyd, and Kramer for the Bears. Two hits, two RBIs, and a run scored for Van Hooten. He is 2-for-3. First pitch from Bryan in there for strike one. He bats from the right side. He did strike out in his last at bat. Slow grounder left side, but foul. And he's quickly down in the count 0-2. So Oskaloosa, 7 in the first, 1 in the second, and then 2 in the third. And they have not gotten a hit since that third inning. They have been off the board with zeros across the board in innings 4, 5, and 6. Here's the 0-2. Now one's roped into center field, and it's a base hit on an 0-2 pitch, and that's the third single for Trenton Van Hooten. He is 3-for-4, and that brings up Hunter Boyd, who is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. So that ends the streak of 10 retired in a row by Bryan. Now just trying to keep the Bears off the board here in the seventh, keep it a four-run lead, or a four-run deficit, I should say, is Van Hooten again. He's got a good lead. Bryan, no throw that time. First pitch low for ball one. Next one in there, just a bit outside. Boyd jumps ahead at 2-0. And after tonight, both these teams will get set for regional play next week. Ryan's pitch low and in the dirt. And Boyd now in front, 3-0. Willick will get another baseball from the umpire. Get it back to Bryan. We'll see what Boyd does here with the count 3-0 with Van Hooten at first base with nobody out here in the seventh. Oskaloosa with a 10-6 lead. Bryan's pitch in there for strike one. It's now 3-1. Here's a 3-1. That one in there as well, now 3-2. So a good bounce back here by Bryan to work it full. Van Hooten at first, nobody out here in the seventh. Bears with a 10-6 lead, trying to add more. High fly ball. Looks like the center fielder, Rocky, is going to play this one. Doesn't move around much, makes the catch, and that's the first out. Van Hooten back to first, and Cannon Kramer will step in. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the first, and then a line out and a pop out. Brian looking back, and now a toss to first, and it gets away and all the way up to the fence. And Van Hooten now a long turn at second, and he's going to have to go back. He hesitated. If he would have kept moving from the jump, could have gone first to third potentially, but a little hesitation keeps him at second base. Now they will have, looks to be a courtesy runner, Tanner Haynes, a freshman, is going to pitch run at second base, and now we got a meeting on the mound. So one out and one on here in the seventh inning. Cannon Kramer due up here for the Bears. They lead Hiawatha 10-6 here in the seventh. Hiawatha will have one more chance. One to keep it at a four-run deficit. As the meeting on the mound continues. But again, Brian's been rock solid since coming in earlier in the game. Had a stretch where he sat down 10 in a row. He has sat down 11 of the last 12. That one being Van Hooten, the runner at second, who reached on a leadoff single. He's now at second with one out. Here's the throw back to second base, and not in time. Both teams have been fairly aggressive on the base pass today. And a lot of throws back, keeping runners honest by both pitchers today. Here's the pitch to Kramer. In there for strike one. Rockhold due up next, bottom third of the order here. There's a bunt put down beautifully by Kramer. Play at first, and they get him in time. Good throw by Willick in concentration, but that was a very well-placed bunt there by Kramer. It's Van Hooten to third. But there now are two outs. And Gunnar Rockhold, the number nine hitter, set to step in and try to add a key insurance run. Willick and Brian meet on the mound. Oskaloosa with a 10-6 lead here in the seventh. A runner at third and two down. Good part of the Hiawatha order due up in the seventh. Here's Brian's pitch. Right down Broadway, strike one to Rockhold. Rockhold reached on an error in the first, singled and scored in the third, and he flew out to left field his last time up. That one tails away outside. It's now 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Brian, and the count now 1-2 here to Rockhold. A chance to get out of the inning. Runner at third, two down. 1-2 pitch. Upstairs. And the count now 2-2. Here it is. Off the end of the bat and lands into center field for a base hit on a two-strike pitch. Rockhold delivers the RBI single and a key insurance run. It's now 11-5, Oskaloosa. And back to the top of the order with Trevor Willits. Couple of hits, he's 2-for-4. Double, a single, two runs scored, and an RBI. First pitch up and in for ball one. So Rockhold with a key insurance run here in the seventh. The RBI single. And another throw to first by Brian gets away, and that's going to skip towards the fence. And Rock hold a long turn at second, but he'll hold there. And he's into scoring position with two outs. So Willits, the 1-0 count here. Brian looks back at second. Pitch is in there for strike two. Correction, now the count is 1-2 here on Willits. Here's the pitch. Ducking away, throw down to third, and a nice snag over there at third base, but safe as Rockhold steals third, gets there just in time. Now Brian here with the 2-2 pitch. It's popped up left side, playable for Gilbert's over there at shortstop, and he'll make the catch, and that will retire the side. But Oskaloosa with a big insurance run here in the seventh. They extend their lead. It is 11-6 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
To the bottom of inning number 7 here at Noble Park, and the Red Hawks need 5 to keep this one going. 11-6 is the score. Bears tacking on an insurance run in the last half inning. An RBI single by Gunnar Rockhold. Hiawatha will send up Ashton Rocky to lead things off here in the 7th. He's walked twice and has reached on an error and has scored a run. But Van Hooten will try to close this one out for the Bears here in game one, looking for their 10th win of the year. They're 9-9. Got a 5-run lead here in the 7th. First pitch to Rocky is up and in, ball one. Wind up in the pitch, and that one is roped to left field, but playing it perfectly was Willits, I believe, in left field, and he makes the catch as Rocky lines out to left for out number one. And now Joel Bryan, who's pitched well today and has also added a 3-run homer to his stat line, steps in with one out, nobody on, and Red Hawks down to their final two outs. First pitch, just missing for ball one. Here's the 1-0. That one is up and in. Now 2-0. And Brian fouled out to the first baseman in his first at bat. Had the 3-run homer in the third. Takes one in the dirt, ball three. And grounded out to end the fourth with the bases loaded. Grounded one to third, and Boyd over there at third was able to tap third for the last out and end the threat. And it's a 4-pitch walk, and Brian will take first base here with one out. And now Xavier Oldham will step in. A junior third baseman. He has singled, he has struck out, and he has grounded out. Trying to keep the game alive. Ground ball, third base side. It's under the glove of Boyd at third. And a shallow left field. And both runners moving up an extra base. It wasn't hit extremely hard, but it took a tough hop, and Boyd misjudged it. It went under his glove. So Brian gets to third. And Oldham up to second base. And now Griswold will step in with two on and one out. His team down 11-6 here in the seventh inning. First pitch, I believe, was called a strike. Here's Van Hooten's 0-1. That one is outside for ball one. So the Redhawks trying to put together a massive rally here in the seventh. Swing and a miss at one up and in, and Griswold is down 1-2. 11-6, Oskaloosa. They scored 7 in the first. Hiawatha had 4 in the third, 1 in the fifth, and 1 in the sixth. Off speed, just missing outside. Count now 2-2. Bryan at third, Oldham at second. That one slapped out of play, foul. Base hit could cut this to a 3-run game. As Van Hooten trying to close this one out for the Bears here in game one. Here's the pitch. Another one a little high, but fouled out of play. They'll do it again at 2-2. .340 to left, .360 to center, .340 to right center. Another foul ball. Good job here by Griswold, keeping the at-bat alive here in the seventh inning. Two on and one out. Oskaloosa up 5. Here's the pitch. Outside. Good stop by the catcher, Coy Perry, and the count runs full to 3-2. Here's the pitch to Griswold. High fly ball left field. Willits makes the play. It'll be a sacrifice fly as the run will score from third. The second out is recorded. So Griswold will drive one in as Brian scores, makes it 11-7. Now there are two outs. Now it's up to the next batter here for Hiawatha. Carter Peters will bat here for the Redhawks for Jake Rieger. So Oldham at second, two outs, one run across, but still a 4-run deficit here for the Redhawks in the final inning as they're down to their final out. As Peters is batting for the first time today, bats from the right side. Takes one upstairs. Pitch upstairs, and an easy stolen base there by Oldham as they're not really paying much attention to him over there at third, and it's actually correction. I was a pitch off. It was a 4-pitch walk, and Peters takes first. So the inning continues, now 2 on and 2 outs for Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson has a couple of singles tonight. Team down 11-7 here in the seventh. A throw back to first as Peters slides back in safely. couple of singles, a run scored for Jacobson tonight. That's from the left side. Takes one in the dirt, ball one. Now we get a pause in the action as there'll be a quick meeting on the mound. As Oskaloosa again just trying to close this one out, but Red Hawks keeping things moving, but they're down to their final out. They got runners at the corners, down four. That was a brief meeting as everyone back to their respective spots, and looks like we're set and ready to roll. Count 1-0 to Jacobson. Van Hooten fires in there for strike one. Quick time by the ump. Jacobson steps back in. Here's the pitch. Slap down the left field line, but foul. And Jacobson needs to protect down to the potential final strike of this ball game. Count 1-2. Eleven to seven, Oskaloosa trying to wrap this one up. One strike away. Can Jacobson keep it alive? Here's the pitch. Just missing outside. And a good eye there by Jacobson. It's now 2-2 as I think Van Hooten may have thought that was strike three on an off-speed pitch. Now it's to fight back here 2-2. Here it is. Upstairs. Or correction, it was 3-2, was off by one again, but that's going to load up the bases. So Jacobson walks. Now the tying run is at the plate batting as it's Willick who fouls off the first pitch, strike one. Willick grounded out his last at bat. That one is upstairs, now 1-1. 11-7, the bases are loaded with two outs. The Bears just need one out to end this game as another one that's upstairs by Van Hooten and the count is 2-1. So, been a tough time for the Bears to get this final out. Another foul ball out of play, good swing. Now Willick is also now down to a potential final strike. It's 2-2. Bases loaded here in the seventh. That one is low. 3-2. A four-run lead for Oskaloosa here in the bottom of the seventh. Red Hawks have them loaded with two outs. A full count here to Willick. Here's the pitch. Everyone's moving. Swung on and missed, and that'll do it. One out of the zone, it was low and in, and everyone took off running, and it was swung on and missed, and that will wrap this ball game up. So 11-7 is the final. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Well, Hiawatha threatened in the seventh, but left them loaded for a second time as Oskaloosa is able to hold on for the 11-7 victory in our final regular season broadcast on KNZA. Final unofficial scoreline here in this one. Oskaloosa, 11 runs, 10 hits. They had two errors, and they left five on base. Hiawatha had 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, but they left 8 on base twice in the seventh and the fourth. They left the bases loaded, a couple of opportunities to fight back, and they got down 10-0 through 2.5 innings. But they got it to 10-5, and then a big insurance run in the top of the seventh for Oskaloosa to make it 11-6 once it got to 10-6. But then Hiawatha able to get one more in the seventh, but 11-7, again, the final score as Oskaloosa and Hiawatha after this result. Both now 10-9 as they will play one more game to wrap up the regular season. So if Hiawatha and Oskaloosa, one of these two teams, going to finish 11-9 on the year, and the other will finish 10-10. So again, one final time, thanks again to Colin Feldkamp. Back in studio, 11 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, 5 left for Oskaloosa. 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, and 8 left on for the Redhawks. So keep it locked. We'll let you know. Should know regional standings, or not standings necessarily, but regional brackets will be put out for next week here in the next couple of days, and we'll get that information out to you. But we'll have plenty of coverage for regional baseball and softball next week. But that'll wrap up our regular season portion of the broadcast here tonight. Again, final score, Oskaloosa 11, Hiawatha 7. For Colin Feldkamp, I'm Brandon Tadman. We'll talk to you next week for regional action here across our MSC Sports Radio Network.